Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out, you fellow Ripplers. Loving having you on today. Excited for our show and excited just for life in general. It's been such a blessed time lately. I'll tell you, like I've enjoyed working with many of you. I've enjoyed being able to serve you and to give you so much value. And I love the feedback that's coming back as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this show. It's made this fantastic. And I love that it's blessing people's lives, even some of you that I've never met before. So thank you so much. And thank you for sharing it. And I'll tell you, I'm grateful today for this topic because, funny enough, I actually thought I had taught this, but I've taught it on so many other people's podcasts, I forgot to do it on my own. And so I want to talk about what it takes, like how you make money when you don't have any money. And this is something that you hear all the time. There's always financial people out there telling you how to make money if you've got money, if you've got savings. And we even did a show about what you could do to, you know, increase your chance of retirement and things like that. However, what if you don't have any money? Or what if money's tight? And especially if you're an entrepreneur, you'll probably realize that, you know, you've spent some time working on building your business. And when you do make extra money, a lot of times it goes right back into your business again, right? And you want to bring more home, but sometimes you feel like you're trying to make more, but, you know, you're not actually feeling like you have any more. And many times people will say, man, like I want to get my business growing. I want to get things moving, but I don't have the funds to do it. I don't have the money to do it. Well, here I'm going to tell you how I did it when I didn't have any money, when I didn't have any savings, when I didn't have any credit. In fact, I had pretty much nothing. And this is back, you know, some of you that have heard my story before, back during the Great Recession, when I lost just about everything. You know, I was in the hole about $1 million, and I was short about $16,000 a month at one point. And I had to figure out how to reverse it. I had to get creative. I had to do some major things to improve that. And that included increasing my income in my business. And so I want to share with you the things that I learned, especially in 2008 and 2009, that shifted me, that allowed me to be able to make more money. And that's what I want to talk about today, because if you ever felt like you kind of, you know, you love business, but you kind of feel like you burn out sometimes, I'm here to tell you, to kind of give you hope, to help you realize, hey, there is a way to be able to create more with less. So even if you don't have financial resources, it's okay. Let me talk about the raw materials you can use to create money out of seemingly thin air. So the formula I use, the equation I use is called SPARF. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. SPARF sounds like something you throw up on the rug. I know. So SPARF, here's the equation. It's S as in Sierra times P as in Papa times A times R times F as in Foxtrot. S times P times A times R times F. So SPARF, it's like sparring when you spar in the ring, but put an F on the end of it, right? So here's what it means. S stands for strengths. What strengths do you have that you can use to serve people? Remember that dollars follow value. So if you want to receive more dollars, you got to figure out how you can create more value for more people or deeper value for less people. It's actually possible to serve less people, but if you're charging more money for it, it's possible to still make more money. But ultimately, it's about how you go about serving. And what do people usually pay you for? Do they pay you for your weaknesses or do they pay you for your strengths and your gifts? Of course, they pay you for your gifts, right? We know this. This is common sense, no-brainer. But so many of us will focus on trying to develop our weaknesses and try to improve those things rather than improving and focusing on our strengths. Now, each of us, each of you, have your own unique strengths, a unique combination of strengths that no one else on this planet has. I call this unique fingerprint, this divine genius that you have, right? And with that, you have the ability to serve people in a way that no one else can, to solve problems that no one else can, and therefore make money like no one else can. And so one great way, if you want to figure out what strengths you do have, I mean, there's lots of tests you could take. And when we do our event, Monetize Your Divine Genius, we actually teach this kind of stuff. But when you, one thing you can do is you can actually go message or call up 10 to 15 people and ask them. And these could be people from all different walks of life. People have known you your whole life. People know you for a few months. People that knew you at work and people that knew you at home. Whatever it is, ask these people, hey, what do you see that's unique in me? What can you count on me for? You know, what do I do that you admire or that you think is special? Ask them this. Now, let them know you're not having some sort of midlife crisis. You know, you're not dying or anything like that. You just say, hey, I've been listening to this podcast show, and this guy, this crazy guy named Chris Miles says, try this out. So you do. And let them answer. And if they give you some, additional feedback, more than just a few words, great. It could be a few words they give you, but ideally they give you a little context behind it. And what's cool is when you start to get it back, you'll start to see that there are people that don't know each other. People that have known you from different roles that you've played in your life, and they'll say some of the same exact things. I call this get a clue, because if they're telling you something and they're all telling you the same thing, they're telling you why they would pay you money, why they think you're special and why you should be able to create more and why they want to hire you for things. Now, some people say, Chris, I don't know how to make money from listening. They said I was a good listener. I'm not a psychologist. No, you don't have to be. But I can tell you listening works in any field, any line of work, in any business, especially if you're dealing with anything with sales. Listening is key. People will buy more from a listener than a talker. So don't despair. There's lots of ways to make money with that. You don't have to create a job around listening, but just know that a lot of times, whatever role you're playing, whatever business you're in, you could apply a lot of these same strengths inside those businesses. And the more you apply them, the better it is. You know, for me personally, I have a real great ability for seeing not only the big picture, but seeing how things interrelate in ways that people don't see. I can see things with numbers and see it in a way and see how I can make everything move around, almost like Iron Man with his little computer screen, right? And how I can make those numbers and move, and I have fun with it. I enjoy it. I get thrill from it. Not the numbers in and of themselves, but what's possible. You know, I love creating possibilities and options and solving problems that way. So that makes me unique. That allows me to do things, especially when I focus around cash flow and I teach about abundance versus scarcity. And any of you listen to the show, you know that I teach a lot of unique things. You know, I come from a very unique perspective. I teach about stewardship. That makes me who I am. That creates a niche. And that's why people do have me on their shows and on their, you know, whether it be radio or TV or whatever, I get booked to speak a lot because I do have a unique niche. You want to find that niche because that niche will help you become rich. So that's one, is find those key strengths. Number two is passions. That P stands for passions. You gotta love what you're doing. If you don't love what you're doing, I can guarantee that people that are in your same field will pass you by. They will surpass you in what they're able to do. They'll run faster. They'll achieve more than you will. You gotta have passion. If you don't have passion, you probably won't stick with it. Passion is a multiplier of your strengths. When I was doing ballroom dancing, I actually was able to multiply my strengths. I was able to learn faster and improve my skills more because I loved to teach and I loved the dance. I had fun doing it. Where people that were doing it since they were 4 years old, where I was like 18 instead, they were four, they would kind of get lackadaisical. They wouldn't have as much passion. They wouldn't care as much. They would practice, but it didn't have that same intensity behind it. And as a result, I was able to even beat some of those people in competition from time to time. That's the point, is that passion is the multiplier. So you got to have passions. But those things alone, even though you can find a very unique niche with your strengths and your passions, and trust me, there's nobody else that will touch you if you combine those two areas together. You'll do things that nobody else will want to do and do them in a way that nobody else can. But you got to still do what is A, that next letter. A is action. You got to be willing to take action. You know, you can't just think that you can sit around and learn more about your craft. You got to practice it. You got to do it. And the more you do it, the better you get. And then that also amplifies your ability to create value, and therefore more money follows. And how do you create action? You do that through your relationships. That's R. So S was strengths. P is passions. A is putting it to action. And then R is relationships. This is crucial because it's only through people that we're able to serve, and money only comes when you serve people. And even when you don't serve people in a monetary sense, so they don't exchange money with you, a lot of times when you go and serve people, they will want to reciprocate in some way, shape, or form. That a lot of times can lead to more happiness, more love, and even more money. And so we want to take advantage of that. Relationships are key. You know, one of the coolest things that happened with me in my business is that I'm really good at connecting with people. I'm really good at serving people, and people see I'm genuine. They see I'm not trying to be a charlatan. I'm not trying to do anything to mess them over in any way, shape, or form. And so as a result, people will trust me. They'll say, hey, I like you. I even trust you with my audience. Why don't you come speak? Hey, you know what? You should meet so-and-so. This person's great. I just had the other day, one of my friends said, you know what? I like this guy. You two should meet because he's full of integrity. You guys are a lot alike. And that's a huge compliment to me. But that takes practice. That takes me still serving people and doing things that seemingly up front don't look like I'm going to have a lot of benefit or make money. But I'll tell you, my business hit six figures in the first year because I did this, because I wasn't just trying to sell people. I was trying to create relationships first and serve them any way I could, whether with knowledge or relationships. And that is what exploded. And then the last letter, we said S was strengths, P was passions, A is action, R is relationships. Last one is F for faith. This is not religious faith necessarily, although that can be part of it, but faith in principles, faith in yourself, confidence, not just hoping for success, but knowing success, knowing that you're called here for a reason. You are alive at this time. You're doing these things. You're in the place where you're at. You're accounting your life are here for a reason, for a purpose, that there are no accidents, that everything happens for a reason, and that you're here to serve those people, that you're here to last. Because if you don't have faith, even if you're the most talented person in the world, you're passionate and you love it and you can help people, if you don't have the faith to keep pushing forward, you will stop. You will get stuck and you will be toast. Your business will not last. So we want to, you got to have more faith. You got to have the ability to say, hey, I know this is going to happen. I know I'm doing what's awesome. And as a result, success follows. And when the more confidence you have, the more knowingness you have around that, the more it shows up. And you know, one of the coolest things happened to me was, I remember back in 2009, someone told me to meet with these two owners of a very large network marketing company. And I was intimidated. I'll tell you, my hands were sweat, my palms were sweaty and everything. I was wondering, ugh, can I make this work? You know, why am I here? Who am I? And I remember when I said that, when I said, who am I? The words also popped in my head saying, Chris, you know who you are. Now go and exchange with your brothers. And it hit me hard because I realized, yeah, they're amazing. They're successful. They did $1 billion in sales in their company. But I'm amazing too. I'm awesome too. I've got unique gifts and talents that they don't have. They've got unique gifts and talents that, you know, I don't have. Therefore, we can exchange with each other. We each can exchange with our gifts and talents. And that's the way it's meant to be. We're meant to serve with the best of who we are. And you can't do that if you don't know who you are. You can't do that if you don't know what you can offer. This is why you got to use this equation. And I'll tell you, as I did that, as that confidence started to build, later in 2009, that all of a sudden the right relationship showed up in my life, showed up in our business, and exploded. Within a year, we're like 10 times our business. It was huge. Not to mention my income, like more than 10 times, but at least probably did about 10 times the income too. It was awesome. And it was just in a year. I didn't have to wait 3 to 5 years. It happened quickly. All because I was prepared to be serving where I needed to serve. That is what's so important. That's what makes this so special. So that's what I mean by a SPARF. Strengths multiplied by your passions. They're amplified by your passions. Multiplied by taking action, and that's multiplied by using it for more relationships. And the more you serve, the more successful you are. And then multiplied by your faith, by your belief in yourself, belief in principles, and following those principles and knowing you can create success with it. That is the key. You don't need money to be able to make money when you do that. That's the key. Now, I'll tell you, I've had people apply this, and it's so cool. You know, for example, we, like I mentioned before, we have this event called Monetize Your Divine Genius. Just did it last month, and we're doing it again in a few weeks, too. And I invite any of you guys to check that out. You can go check it out. More details on that at yourdivinegenius.com. That's yourdivinegenius.com. And you know, I'll tell you, I was looking through some of the results people are getting. I had messaged some of them the last few days. There was one guy, we actually told him that he was not designed to work. He's actually supposed to not work as hard. He's not supposed to make a bunch of dials for his business. So he stopped it. the next Monday, he had two credit unions that he was trying to work with reach out to him, say, hey, we want to talk to you now. And these are people he tried to reach out to for months, and then they wouldn't answer. And then all of a sudden, when he started to relax and back off, they reached out to him. And that was the whole point, is that, hey, you just say who you are, you stand in your power, say, here's what I have to offer, here's how I serve, and then invite them to into your space, and then let them invite themselves. And it worked. We have had some people massively saying it's changed their business by not having to work as much, because there's a minority population of you that are not supposed to work hard. You're supposed to stand as a guide and a counselor and actually become, more using the law of attraction, things like that. While others of us, like myself, get a thrill from doing things. And so we're meant to serve. We're meant to build. We're meant to contribute. We're meant to help and serve and grow and all that kind of stuff, right? And, it's cool because I saw, other people that said it's changing their business. There's already people. One lady, she said, hey, I've spent years not being able to create my own biography that I can share with people. Now I was able to do it just using that blueprint you shared with us. And I love hearing those kind of stories because that's the kind of stuff that gets results, especially when they start telling me, hey, we've spent thousands of dollars on different events and seminars and coaching, and this was the coolest thing ever. So again, like if you're interested in that, I invite you to check it out. We only have one more coming up that we have planned, and that's on February 26th and 27th called Monetize Your Divine Genius. Check it out, yourdivinegenius.com. You can read more there. But I'm telling you, like when you take that SPARF is one of those central concepts in that event. You use that, watch what will happen. Watch how you actually start to expand and grow. You'll start to work less, but make more money. That is the key. Find your niche. That's how you can get rich. Hey, this is Chris Miles signing off today. Join us again next week as we share some other cool stuff. Thank you so, so much. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.